All right, welcome back inside the locker room with Crump and JP. Algie Crumpler is here. I'm JP Peterson, and we welcome in, it's our privilege and honor to say hello to newly minted Hall of Famer, former Falcon Claude Humphrey, who joins us now in the locker room. Hello, Claude, and congratulations. How are you?
I'm doing fine this morning. I've had a long week from Saturday to now. It's been a long time. A lot of stuff is going on, and I'm finally home. I got home late last night, and I'm just laying across my bed, and it feels so good.
Well, how good did it feel to put that jacket on? Did you get a chance to try it, get fitted for your jacket for the Hall of Fame, Mr. Humphrey?
I got a chance to get fitted for the jacket. I got a chance to get fitted for the ring and the bus. So it's been busy. It was two days. Of just getting around, getting a feel for how it's going to be.
Claude Humphrey joining us here in the locker room. 94.5 sacks, the all-time Falcons sack leader. 122 for your career. You were part of the Grits Blitz defense in 1977 that set a record for fewest points allowed in the NFL. Take us back to that season, Claude, and the defense and the guys that you played with. How good were you?
Well, I don't know if we were that good. We had an excellent coach that year, a guy that everybody just got into and believed in, Jerry Glanville and his staff. And, of course, I had played a while, so I had been around. And Jerry Glanville come in with this scheme, and it worked perfectly for the people that we had. Kuykendall, Greg Mazina, Michael Lewis. It worked perfect. John Zook. It worked for us. We were putting 9 men in the box before the 85 Bears mm-hmm. even thought about it. And you see what it did for us, and eventually did for them. I think it was more the scheme. You needed to be pretty active and quick because we were just lining up and going. There was no rhyme or reason for what we did. We just did it.
2014 Hall of Fame inductee, former Falcon Claude Humphrey, in the locker room with Crump and JP. As a former Falcon, it just made me proud to see you walk across that stage during the NFL's honors. Awards and see that your name was announced as being one of the guys inducted into the Hall of Fame. I know you came back in 2008 as a Ringer of Honor inductee. Have you had a chance to get back and be around the Falcon organization any?
Yeah, I have. I've gotten a chance to be around the new organization. I'll tell you what, those guys, the organization now is far different from the organization that I played on. Arthur Blank, Dimitrov, Thomas Dimitrov, all those people down there who are heading up that organization, I think they've done a great job. They've turned that organization around and made it something to be proud of. So, I had a chance to visit with them, and I had a chance to come down for some games, and I love it. I love it. I love the way things are going with the Atlanta Falcons now.
Claude Humphrey joining us here, newly minted Hall of Famer, will go in 2014 in just a great – can you look forward to that moment when you see your bust and you're on the stage with, Ray Guy and Derek Brooks – who we'll talk to later this week, Walter Jones, some of these great players that are going in. Can you look forward to that and kind of visualize what that's going to be like?
I can't visualize it. I'm still trying to wake up from the dream that I'm living right now. It was funny because my daughter and I, who went with me to the meetings and first year, it was up the first year that they had all the sound nominees in one place at one time. And my daughter and I were in the hotel room, and they told us, say, now, if you make it, we're going to call you
mm-hmm.
at 5 o'clock. And my daughter and I were there, and time rolled on, and it just didn't seem like it was going to happen. And by 5:20, I turned to my daughter and I said, well, we did make it again. And just about that time, the phone rang, and I tell you what, I almost dropped to the floor. They said, congratulations. And I had just told her to call everybody and tell them that we didn't make it.
Oh.
Now she got to turn around and call them and tell them that we did.
What was your emotional reaction? Did you cry? What did you feel inside?
I just grabbed my daughter and I just held her She and I both cried. It was a good cry because it was bittersweet. Actually, my wife Sandra Humphrey, over the years of all the times that I had been up for the Hall of Fame, she worked very, very hard trying to do whatever she could to make sure that I could get in, and it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed away in June of this year, just before the Hall of Fame, and so it became a bittersweet. And I think as much as anything else, our tears were tears for her because she worked so hard. And she used to tell me all the time, Claude, you don't care about it. I said, well, both of us can't work as hard as you're working for it. So I was, you know, I'll just sit back and allow you to do your thing. And, you know, I'm not going to worry about it because the hay was in the barn as far as I was concerned. About it, I couldn't do anything else.
Yeah.
I couldn't go out and make another tackle or sack another quarterback. It was done. And it was just waiting till it came along, the time happened for me. So, you know, I'm when I'm up there accepting that award, it's going to be a little bittersweet.
Well, Falcons Nation wishes you a warm and congratulations. All-time sack leader for the Falcons. Voted MVP in 1976, NFL All-Pro honors at least 8 times, 6 Pro Bowls most in Falcons history, inducted into Georgia Sports Hall of Fame, finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2000, and now I can say in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2014. Congratulations, Mr. Claude Humphrey.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and to all the Falcon fans that may have voted for me for the Hall of Fame, rest assuredly that I do appreciate it.
Claude, thank you for your time and that touching story. That was really emotional, I think, for everybody that's listening. I know it's emotional for you, but thank you for letting us in on that private moment. That was amazing.
Okay.
Thank you, Claude. We'll see you in Canton, my friend.
All right.